An hour north of the town of Korogo in northern Ivory Coast is the village of Katiali. About 3,000 people live there and 907 are registered to vote. President Gbagbo announced just days ago that Katiali would soon be a commune and a sous-prefecture. In other words, it will be incorporated as an administrative center, like a county seat. This is great news for the village, but the villagers say the timing is political. Gbagbo is carving up the country and giving it away for votes, said Ingelo Kone, a high school teacher in town. He grew up in the village and had returned to vote and work as a poll watcher for the RDR. He thinks about 80% of the villagers support his candidate, Alassane Ouattara, whom everyone calls by his nickname, Ado. If the election is fair, Ingelo Kone thinks Ado will win, but he worries.
President Gbagbo is not a kind person. He doesn't want somebody to replace him because, you know, he's a bad man. He doesn't like people coming from the north of Cote d'Ivoire. He's ready to do anything to stop the election. Yeah, we are sure.
On Friday afternoon, I went to see an old friend in the village, a widow named Natagora Sila. Natagora is never afraid to speak her mind, and she is a fervent supporter of Ado. I asked whether anyone had come by to show the women in her part of the village how to vote. No, the men are too busy with the campaign, she said, so I decided to call the meeting myself. Natagora isn't literate, but the RDR men had given her a photocopy of the ballot and showed her how to mark it correctly. She also had a brochure that explained all the rules for voting. A non-governmental organization had dropped them off in the village to help women vote, although they confused most people because the sample ballot pictured in the brochure was an invented one, and when people looked for the symbol of their candidate, it wasn't there. By the time I reached her house later that night, about 40 women, all dressed in their best clothes, were sitting on mats under the light outside. Natagora was holding up the photocopy of the ballot and shining a flashlight on it. The women passed the ballot and flashlight around and repeated her explanation. Find the little house and then go straight down, and in the box under it, you either make an X with a pen or you dip your finger in the ink and you put it carefully there. Two of the women said they couldn't vote because their photo was too dark. They could have their identity card remade, but not until after the election. While the ballot went from group to group, the conversation moved from voting to marriage. Natagora said she thought it was time to end forced marriages in the village. We want to marry this young girl to that young man. We, the parents, we start playing the drums and singing, even if the couple is unhappy. All that is going to change. It's going to be over. My friend Nyon asked me to show her how to vote. She can clear land and harvest rice with ease, but she is not used to holding a piece of paper, and she looked at the 14 portraits with dismay. Three times she and her two friends practiced laying out the sample ballot with the symbols on top. She found the symbol she wanted and traced her index finger down to the box. She touched the tip of her finger lightly to the paper. Voting is really difficult, she said, but she was smiling with excitement. Tomorrow is election day.